got no lipstick on. You are listening to a Daydreamers podcast, and we are the Daydreamers. I am Erin.
I am Kayshana.
And a Daydreamers podcast is a reminder to do what makes you happy. And Kayshana, what are you doing to make yourself happy?
Well, Halloween just passed, so Halloween. And dressing
your
up.
Your costume was awesome.
Thank you.
It was very awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you going to tell everybody what you were? Oh.
Oh,
shit, y'all. We didn't drop the camera.
That's all right. So I was the Queen of Hearts. And
she was a lovely Queen of Hearts.
I was supposed to be evil. Nobody got that.
I mean, the Queen of Hearts was mean, but she was also very pretty.
Yeah,
the other one was. You know what? I know in the cartoon, the Queen of Hearts was not, but I always pictured the Queen of Hearts as being very pretty.
She like, I don't know. I was. My goal was to try to be evil, but pretty, but like evil.
And like, you didn't just have like a regular ass dress. Like your stuff was like done.
It was done because y'all know I've been talking about this costume for a super long time. If you want to see it, you can go to my TikTok. I've made a little video and you can see it there. So fabulous. I was the Queen of Hearts and my partner was the King of Hearts. He was a good
and
sport
like,
about
it's
it.
It's funny because we had a Halloween party and the way the room was set up. You walk in and you see the king and queen sitting at a table. It's really like it was their royal court. Like they were sitting at the high table. And there was this long table of food in front of them in the T shape. And then it was like all these chairs around in the room. And everybody else is sitting around in these chairs. And just them sitting. And then they eating good food. Like, you know, we got
who's
like parties.
Eating wings? Like, we
but
can't.
But there was party snacks out. Like, it was party snacks and stuff out on the table. Not Rotel party snacks, but just like literally party snacks. And like.
He was hungry. He saw some
the
wings.
The Queen and King of Hearts was up there with like. Wings, they smell good. They
that
had
was
the
fire too.
Sauce,
matter of
the
fact,
French fries, and I was just like, "Is this y'all wedding? Is this y'all royal court?" And they were so fabulous in their costumes.
It was a good time. It was not planned to be that way. It just did. It just gave off that appearance.
And I was like, "Oh, y'all brought this food for y'all. I thought y'all brought that for everybody." That was she. And Kayshana was like, "No, you see them cheese and crackers right there?
That's I brought that for y'all. That's what I brought for y'all.
That's for y'all.
I brought
Meanwhile,
that for y'all. And
you
a fruit.
You want to try one of these honey chili wings?
You see that the fruit tray right there with the Chex Mix? That is bold.
The Chex Mix.
I got the bold kind.
Meanwhile, the Queen of Hearts is over here chomping down on some honey chili wings from Myro's. Okay?
That was. Fire.
They were good. They were really good.
But yeah, so that's what I did to make me happy. So
my Halloween costume was still at the UPS facility on that Saturday, and then also that I got it Monday. So that thing is going back to Amazon. But Kayshana had some stuff and I got a Freddy Krueger sweater and a hat, and there
she was
you
cute, y'all.
But I wanted to be Ghost Spider, y'all.
But you know, she will be next year.
I wanted to be Ghost Spider. Anyway.
If she chooses to be that
yeah,
next
if,
year.
If we choose. Because me and Zipporah, neither one of us got a chance to wear our Halloween costumes. Because I got her the Miles Morales Spider-Man suit. And I had Ghost Spider. And but she didn't get a chance to do anything because she had her first ballet recital. If y'all follow me on the
she's
socials.
So cute.
And Zipporah on the socials. You saw her. She did not do the dance. At all. She stood there and then she proceeded to go do her own thing. She was playing in the fog, like, and then she got
she's
some
like,
other chicks
this?
Involved and she did not want to leave the stage. She stayed out on the stage the entire time as everybody else walked off the stage. They had to come get her. If you follow me on my socials, you saw the video. If not, look it up. Love Erin AD on Instagram, and Zipporah has her own Instagram. It's
Zippy Love Ragnar.
No, that's TikTok.
Oh, Instagram. Oh, Zipporah L.
Yeah, Zipporah L Moon. Because I like Sailor Moon. But anyway, so what have I done to make myself happy? Today, I went to a workshop that
show your bouquet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so our nonprofit. Well, it's kind of Zipporah done been at that bouquet.
It's so pretty, though, still.
Our nonprofit artist collective, Black Creative Circle, North Louisiana, had a workshop today. It was hosted by Ansel Jordan II. Is it the second or third?
I don't know.
It's Ansel Jordan. He's either a junior or a third. Either way, it's taught by him. He is a florist. He does so many other things, but he was out there teaching us.
Licking my ankles.
Right? I said, you taste sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you he liked you. But anyway, so I did that workshop, and I got hiccups. It was really, really fun. It was really good. It was something that I was always interested in. I'm going to, hold on, let me get my boot
pants. It's pretty, y'all. She talking about,
I mean, but.
And you can hear it.
Yeah, it was a holiday floral workshop. So
the fact you was holding on to that purse. But
first of all, it's not a purse. It is a doctor bag.
But you know.
I'm just letting everybody know that's listening.
Flip it over so they see the little band-aid.
Oh, yeah. It's a, we'll go through Zipporah's doctor bag in a moment. But, but this is my bouquet for the ones looking on our TikTok that we're on Kayshawn's TikTok that we're doing live on. And then for those who watch on YouTube. So this is my bouquet. Zipporah has been at it. That's why some of the stuff is leaning to the side.
A little pine cone bit. That's all right, though. But the roses are beautiful.
It was really cool. I had fun doing it.
And for you not to have them in water right now. And they still look beautiful.
Yeah, like, it was really good. And Ansel, we thank you for that. Really appreciate you. So it was really dope. So I did that for myself. It made me happy. Zipporah was there. She helped a little. She was in all the pictures and everything, of course. And she had, while we're here, Zipporah came up to me a few minutes ago and brought me her diaper bag. And it's her doctor bag. It's white and has purple glitter. It's a Doc McStuffins doctor bag that Kayshawna actually gave to her for her birthday. But I gotta tell you, I don't think I ever told you what's in her doctor bag.
Not doctor stuff.
So, and it's, what's funny is that, hey, TCake89 on TikTok, what's up? So Zipporah will be walking around with her doctor bag. People like, oh, look at her with a little purse. And I'm like, no,
that's it's not a doctor's purse. Bag.
It's a doctor's bag. And what's in her doctor bag today is her stethoscope.
Okay.
Two bangle bracelets. This is either a medicine dropper or a shot.
It's a syringe.
Oh, okay. She's been giving shots. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. Her Doc McStuffins medical badge, because swipe, we need to know who you are. Okay. And it's also snacks. There's some Honey Nut Cheerios in here. A Black Panther action figure. And a Ghost Spider action figure she got for her birthday. This is who I was for Halloween, supposed to be. So that's what's in her doctor bag. So thank you, Miss Kayshawna, for her lovely doctor bag, because Kayshawna said representation matters.
It does matter.
And so she be carrying around her doctor bag like some serious. Okay. Okay, but I got off just a little bit.
I thought it was gonna be like a little pickle in there or something. I just felt like, I was like, it's gonna be a random pickle in there.
Yeah. She used to have, she had her makeup, like her compact mirror and her makeup brush was in there at one point. Yeah, yeah.
Well, hold on.
Because, you know, she has to look good. So she had her makeup back. She had her lipstick, which is Vaseline lip chap. She got to look good while she out there saving all the little animals and stuffed animals. But anyway, what else made me, what I did to make myself happy, I registered to be a vendor at the Natural Hair Expo that will be taking place November 20th in Monroe, Louisiana. I will be there with my crowns that I have on right now, you know. So I'm super excited about that. Y'all know I planted this seed some months ago, and I'm sticking to watering my garden. So that's what I did. But what I want to do is open up my Etsy shop this weekend.
Okay.
Because today's Saturday, so I didn't get you to do it today. I want to do it by tomorrow. Okay, so, Kayshawna. Oh, so we're going to talk about what has our head in the clouds, and I'm just going to jump in first, okay? I normally like to be polite and let my co-hosts go first, but I'm going to go first. So, what's got my head in the clouds on the cool is something that I really been wanting to talk about for, or just bring up, okay? Let me tell you something.
What?
Your girl is an advocate right here, okay? Your girl went over there and took City Hall down. She took City Hall down, y'all. And, like, I just think that's so dope. Because a lot of people do a lot of talking. They do a lot of talking, but what do they do? You know what I'm saying? And you're like, we talked about, like, you see something, being an advocate, because I was questioning myself on being an advocate when it was during June, during Pride Month, and you were like, you know, you see something, you say something. And I was like, well, yeah, I do that. But you for real was on some, you see something, say something. And I'm going to let you tell the story as to why, you know, what happened and everything, but I just think it's really dope. Like, Kayshana was down there and she rallied up the troops and everything for something she was very personally passionate about. And then also just like with the community and things.
Yeah.
But go for it, girl. Tell them what happened, girl.
Well, I'm passionate about our people, mm-hmm. you know. So I'll do a really short version. Basically, everybody, no matter where you live, you got a South Side, right? So, and even if your South Side technically isn't the South Side, but you know what I'm talking about when I say this. It's predominantly black, lower socioeconomic, and an abundance of liquor stores, an abundance of tire shops, things like that. I'm not going to say there's not.
All the churches.
Yeah, there's a lot of churches. There's schools and things like that. There's community, you know, people live there, but they are of a different economic class and things over there, and also usually predominantly black. Mm-hmm. So y'all know the type of neighborhoods that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So when it came to that neighborhood, there's also usually there's a food desert, which means there either is zero grocery stores or only one actual grocery store. In this case, there is one. Other than that, it's dollar stores. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to find these Family Dollars and Dollar Generals in these food deserts, because it mm-hmm. is a food desert. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what that is, I strongly advise you to look it up. Usually it's like inner cities, but people don't really think about that when it comes to rural places as well. You can have a full food desert and not be in a metropolitan area. But they're trying to introduce alcohol into the Family Dollars there, and there's already an overabundance of liquor stores. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not even just drive-through daiquiri shops,
because we're in Louisiana, you know. That's a thing here.
In that one area, there was over 19 alcohol retailers.
I used to hit up on frequently my freshman sophomore. I went to
the
South Side.
I know the one you're talking about.
Specifically to get my liquor. And then I would turn around a couple hours later and go to church on the South Side.
This face in your pencil skirt, in your vest.
In them same shoes.
In your vest, in the pencil skirt. Yes. Because we was business casual in the club for some reason back then. I don't know why, but we were.
Then go in on a campus belt. And go get some good old cooked breakfast.
A wide belt. For no reason. Just mm-hmm. a decorative wide belt. Mm-hmm. But, so that's basically what was happening. And I kind of stood up for that. I did. Let me take my things. Okay. If you do something, take your accomplishments, take it, and like sit with it and have it. I'm working on that, as y'all can see. But I did a lot of work to kind of bring some data to the city as well as to some community members to get them more involved, to kind of come and stand up at the next city hall meeting to, you know, try to get this permit denied. I was able to get it tabled, which was excellent, mm-hmm. until the next meeting. And then with the support of other people, because I could not have done that by myself, I can only offer one point of view. I was able to get people who have children, people who live in the area, people who don't, people who grew up in the area, people who did it. A defense attorney actually came and spoke out for it, mm-hmm. which was amazing. Mm-hmm. A lot of other community advocates were able to come out and speak against it as well. So it ended up not getting passed, which is excellent. Not only did it end up not getting passed or granted, the permit was denied. They were speaking about putting a moratorium on adding any additional alcohol retailers in that area, period, like for a certain amount of time. But that was not put on the table. So we got some work to do come Tuesday. I was supposed to meet with a councilman this week, but I'm recovering from the flu, so I wasn't able to meet with him to get that on the agenda. But we're still working on some stuff. But it's a win. It's one win, but, you know, because that could lead to more and more. You know, and some kids definitely could have got into that. It's a dollar store. Where do you think they go to go get their Takis?
Right.
Come on.
And Kayshawn is being very professional adult about this. When she first told me about it, like, I had already heard somebody needs some allergy medicine.
Yeah. I was just trying to say. I was like, golly, girl.
She get it from her mama. I'm sorry, baby. But when she first told me about it, I was like, why?
Yeah, because why? To make money.
Why are we... Well, I don't understand why the Family Dollar and it needs to have
They don't need beer. To do anything.
Like, why are we... Why is that there? It's there's a grocery store right there in the same shopping
they
center.
They don't sell beer, and they don't sell alcohol. But that was the only plaza in that neighborhood that did not sell alcohol. Okay. And if they would have put that in there, there would have been nowhere that did not have alcohol.
Like, and it's, you know, the alcohol is highly saturated on the north side of town where I stay. I stay in a white area. But, like, it's heavily saturated over here, too. But it's just, like, still.
This is also, like, a less pedestrian area. People are not on foot over here. Right. Walking to.
You know, in the black neighborhoods, it's different. They're walking and taking a bus heavily, and all that type of stuff.
It's saturated over here. It is, you know, again, Louisiana. But for that small of an area, for there to be 19 in that little side of town. Mm-hmm. You know, and also you step out and you know, if you were to walk out that dollar store, you would see a drive-through daiquiri shop.
Right.
Plus another alcohol retailer. It doesn't need to be.
The strip club is right over there. Like,
right. It doesn't need to be. Like
why
boom,
is there
boom,
another
boom.
One? Why do we need this? I just feel like that's just an unnecessary place for it to be. That's
yeah. And then you look to your right and you see an elementary school and a church.
And a church right across. Right.
Like.
Now, okay, Keshawna came with facts because she was like, it's so many deaths over here because of this. And it's so much. Like, she.
I did provide the data.
I'm over here on straight emotion. Like, what? Why? That's so stupid. Why are we doing this? Like we already. And I'm a drinker, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, no, we don't need anything else. I don't even live in the South Side.
It ain't never been hard for
still.
Nobody to get no alcohol. So, right. We just need another.
You don't need lotion. And see, that's why you got to wash your hair every day because you keep putting stuff in your hair. Okay, so yeah, I'm just really proud of my girl. Like, she's being really modest about it, but she's very passionate and like brought it up in all the meetings. Was out here like rallying up the troops, like she said, got all kind of people, and like they're gonna try and wear her down because I mean the company, the Family Dollar, they want it in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and this is not the last.
Yeah, you know, they want it in there. There's gonna be more. Does the city council member, do they care? You know what I'm saying? Like, because, I mean, it's more money for the city, taxes and things like
that. One of my points was that I was hit with the first time was like, well, there's no cap on how many alcohol retailers you can have in an area. And I'm like, well, just because there's no cap doesn't mean you know, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Right.
You know, we can. There's no cap on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean that we should be out here doing it. Like, mm-hmm. That's not, you know. And also, the person who said that you don't live here, also, this not your district.
Uh-huh. So, the person whose district it was, what did they say? Nothing? I wish y'all could
Creaky.
See.
Creaky.
Keshawna's face. I wish you could see Keshawna's face.
Girl, she didn't say nothing, but you know.
Okay, but anyway, I'm proud of her. So, what has your head in the clouds? Hello, millennial hippie on TikTok. Live.
Hey, y'all, I got my braces off.
Yeah.
So I forgot about that too. Like, thank you for your celebration and support. Zipporah. Yeah, I got my braces off, so I am a free lady. No more mouth prison. Straight teeth.
And she just been grinning.
I'm on my chip Skylark, you know. Mm-hmm. No, it's time to start the whitening. So I already started. I got like one more tray left that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm probably going to buy two more trays because they're not where I want them to be. You know, but I am excited to have them off. My teeth feel smooth and slick. I don't know. It's kind of weird. And then I got a dentist appointment Monday, so.
I pushed my dentist appointment back, girl. That was $250 I needed.
I get it.
I'm going to have to get this tooth fixed. Like, these cavities filled later.
Y'all.
In three pay periods, I'll be there. Because I need that money right now.
Look, you got to do what you got to do, but at least you're going. Like. Y'all go to the dentist. Like, please go to the dentist. Okay, adult moment. All right. We tell y'all to go to therapy all the time.
Go to Go to the doctor and a dentist.
Go to the doctor. I got a doctor's appointment and a dentist appointment. I'm going to both. Why? Because I don't be having no vitamin D in my system. And my iron be low. And I do not be doing what I'm supposed to do. And so they have to check my stuff because I will be out here falling out or something. She was like, we just need you to come back to make sure. We want to check your levels of stuff again. You know, but go to the doctor and go to the dentist. Get your teeth cleaned twice a year minimum, please. Thank you. Don't not go just because you don't want to go. Like, go. We have to do it. You know, it's necessary. And another thing that people forget, yo, your teeth will kill you.
They will.
So do not sleep on a dentist. They will kill you.
Absolutely.
Your teeth can literally kill you. Like, look it up. So just adult moment. Go to therapy. Go to the doctor. Go to the dentist. Drink water. Put on lotion.
Oh. I'm really into the oil, the cocoa butter oil.
Oil them feet.
It smells so good.
And put them socks on when you get out the tub. Oil them feet up and put them socks on.
Speaking of therapy, so did I tell you, like, my weight loss goal?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I'm a little, I don't know. Okay, so I told my therapist and the intern, right? And I was like, I don't know why I'm so embarrassed to tell y'all this. Because, like, they know everything about me.
It's private. You know, it's yours. Yeah, it's still yours.
It's what it is, though.
Okay.
I think I'll probably tell you off.
That's fine, because you don't have to share. But whatever it is, I support whatever it is you'd like to have happen with your body.
Like, I don't know why I'm a little embarrassed. Like, I tell them so much. I don't tell them sex stuff. I'll say that.
Girl. I sure don't.
It hadn't come to that yet.
They're not ready. I'm just playing.
But yeah, like, I was like, I'm a little embarrassed.
No, they probably know. That should be linked. they were like, oh, okay, so you have praise kink.
Yeah, I mean, well, I told
them
what it is.
It's like, we know you probably
It's just funny because I was like, yeah, so my weight loss goal has nothing to do with calories or how much I'm eating or how much I'm running. Da, da, da. It has to do with this, and it's actually been working. And I'm telling them what it is, and they're like, oh, okay, mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, and it's just funny because I'm telling you some stuff. And they're just like, any other person would be like, really? You know, just.
Well, it's there. They can't do that.
I know, but it's funny.
It's literally against the law.
It's funny to see them not react to the crazy thing.
You can tell them
anything
and they cannot react. They have been trying.
I know.
To not react.
I'm watching them being like, don't react. Don't react. that's your goal? Well, okay. Okay. Well, how about, let's try this mind frame. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, let's try that mind frame. We still gonna do it, but we just gonna think about it
in a different way.
And I was like, okay.
Let's reframe that.
But yeah, I'll tell you what it is. Because we on live. If we weren't on TikTok live, then I'd say it.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll get to know later. It's cool.
Yeah. But it's been working for me. I didn't really stick to that rule today because. But it's been working.
Well, congratulations. I support you. You know, good luck on all of your endeavors.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
All right. So, any final words, final thoughts for this particular one?
I got my braces off.
Keshawn got her braces off.
I'm just excited, yo. She's excited. It's been a long time coming. This is my second set of braces. I'm not doing it again.
Your second set? Ma'am, what happened?
Yeah. I was in high school and I was childish. And I did childish things.
Braces.
I lost my retainer and didn't tell nobody
because
my mama was going to beat my ass. So I didn't tell. And so instead, I just let my teeth space out. And then I had to get some other dental work done. And then that, like, affected the spacing of my teeth as well. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't been happy with them over the last couple of years. So I finally. I wish.
Sleepy. This is what this is.
So I finally got the braces. So I was just excited. And now they are the way that I want them. I just got to get them whitened again. And they're white. Like, I'm not out here looking like, it's corn. You know?
You're not on a Colgate commercial.
No. I mean, I could be. Like, technically, you know, because that was like, you really
somebody
don't need
Keshawn
to.
Somebody tell Keshawn that she's cute so she can go
on
somewhere.
Stop. No, but like, I just want them to be like, I want them pageant white.
Gotcha.
Like Louisiana pageant white. Mm-hmm. And Southern people know what I'm talking about. A Southern pageant white. That's the kind of white I want. Because then once you get them to that level, you ain't got to whiten for like a long ass time. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's all.
My final words and thoughts is Kim Whitley is fucking hilarious. I love her, and I love her even more now that I have discovered her podcast on Audible. I love her.
And it's interesting that there are podcasts on Audible, because I would have only thought of books.
The podcast I've been listening to, especially the Kim Whitley one, it's not like ours. It's scripted. It's her and Lena Waithe. And it's so fucking funny.
Oh, so it's like I love those kinds of things. Hey, okay, so.
What? You want to do one?
No. I mean, we could, whatever.
Oh, okay, because I do, what?
Because, you know, we both are, like, into voice acting.
Yes.
So, like, we could totally do it. We have to take the video off because, well, maybe. I don't know. But, like,
next project for the Daydreamers is Daydreamers voice acting.
Scripted podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Okay, but y'all, we got a dip we got a dip. TikTok, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, TikTok. But everybody on YouTube and Facebook and Spotify and Apple and all that, we got a dip. Follow us on all the socials at A Daydreamers Podcast. Follow me at Love Erin AD on all the socials, including Flickr, including Pinterest.
Wow.
Love Erin AD. Follow my kids, though, on TikTok, because I don't be doing that much, as Zippy Loves Ragnar.
Erin be popping up on there
every now and then.
She funny, y'all. She funny. Y'all know her. My TikTok is KHD Studios. Instagram, KHD Studios. Even though I don't post on there, I'm going to get better, I swear. Facebook, KHD Studios. Website, KHDStudios.com. That's it. Do not try to find my personal page. I'm not interesting.
All right.